I'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Memorial Opera House, and she's taking care of all the events coordination with all the upcoming things here in August and into the fall. Adrian Vansemer, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, it's nice to see you again.
You have some things come up, and we'll touch on the renovation, which also caused, you can talk about, I guess, a cancellation that came as a result of that. But nevertheless, the Penguin Project is the next big thing coming up. So first of all, give us the background of Penguin Project and then what you have actually in the offing here in August.
Absolutely. So Penguin Project is a once a year project that basically turns into a magical and touching celebration of the human spirit. Numerous theaters across the country actually do this. And basically what it is a modified version of a well-known Broadway musical. And those productions are unique because all of the roles are filled by young artists with either developmental disabilities, including Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism, intellectual disabilities, learning disabilities, visual and hearing impairment, and any other neurological disorders. So they basically are joined on stage by a dedicated group of what we call peer mentors, and they're usually children of the same age without a disability who have volunteered to work side by side with them. And through 4 months of rehearsals and through the final performance, we provide them access to community theater. And the Penguin Project basically demonstrates that anyone, that the special challenges of a disability should not handicap a person's ability to participate in life's experiences. So they get to participate in being part of a theater. And it's just a magical event to watch. And this year's performance will be High School Musical Junior. And they're going to be performing, which is one of my favorite. It's great. Will be performed this year at Hebron High School. And that's going to be Friday, August 9th and Saturday, August 10th. And tickets are already available and ready to go. All you have to do is go to memorialoperahouse.com to get some more information about those.
So pricing for groups over 10, right?
Absolutely. Definitely special pricing for groups over 10. Just reach out to our box office and they'll be more than happy to set you up.
How many people, students of both the ones that you're helping and the helpers, are involved in this production?
In this production, I think that there's probably close to 30 involved. It's a pretty large cast between, you know, the peers and then the actual penguins, as we refer to them. I think there's almost 30 children involved this year, this season.
And how long have you been in rehearsal?
They have been in rehearsal already for going on almost 3 months. So... and if you follow any of our social medias, there's some clips on there of them practicing and performing and dancing and basically just showing how much they actually love being involved with this program.
Now, you had a casualty in terms of a show that you were going to do as a result of the renovations. Tell us about that and then maybe tell us a little bit how the renovations are going.
We unfortunately had to pull one of our shows back. So Guys and Dolls. So if for some reason somebody has not talked to the box office, they need to do so pretty quickly so we can get them moved to another show or figure that out. But due to us being down for renovations, unfortunately, we had to make that tough decision of limiting a show. But as far as renovations, I actually got to go over there this morning and take a sneak peek, and it is amazing. It's so pretty in there. Some of the colors that they've chosen and the decorations, and there are people working all over that building. So it's going to be amazing to watch and see as it progresses. So it's a little scary. It was very detrimental, scary at the very beginning because you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of destruction before the new construction can begin. But I think it's going to be great and a beautiful, beautiful setting once it's all set and ready to go.
So exciting.
Now, your August Cabaret, that also you were doing that, I think, the American Legion, and I think you had a June one, so and I don't know how July went, or tell us a little bit about that.
So the August Cabaret is still in the works. July, we had a slight hiccup, and unfortunately, we had to sort of kind of temporarily put a hold on that, but August is good, and that's going to be Songs and Sounds of Broadway. So they're working on that and practicing, and then we're just, you know, getting ready for auditions coming up in September. Scrooged, we're going to be doing Scrooged for Christmas, so that That's first week or second week of September, September 9th through the 11th. They'll be holding Scrooge auditions, and there's information about that online as well. So people can submit online auditions as well. And then we are planning for our first big event of the year, which is our Laugh for Life comedy event. And we're bringing in some pretty big comedians, and that's for suicide prevention and awareness. It's a great fundraiser and a great way to reopen the Opera House.
Great. In September, you have Frankenstein, or Young Frankenstein, still scheduled, I believe.
Oh, yeah. End of September, Young Frankenstein will begin. So tickets are also on sale for that. And the first show of that will be Thursday, September 26th. So, and that'll run a traditional 3 weeks. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for 3 weeks in a row.
And one of the concerts you have in our last minute here is the Ultimate Doors. When is that?
Ultimate Doors are going to be in November. Saturday, November 9th, and that's a pretty big show. So it's a national group, and they travel all over the United States and put on, you know, an absolute huge Doors concert, basically. So it's we're looking real forward to that. Something new for us.
Well, it sounds like you're getting back on your feet. Memorial Opera House still under renovation, but you can see the Penguin Project doing High School Musical Junior August 9th and 10th. That's at Hebron High School Auditorium. You can get tickets through your box office. Adrienne Bessemer, thank you so much for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you, Adrienne.
And a Spotlight Extra. The Shirley Hines Land Trust Nature in Arts program has two free events on August 3rd with South Bend Museum of Art, Leidick Bog. More information at hinestrust.org/nature-in-the-arts.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.